right before the pandemic had hit, I was working at a micro roastery in Nelson County called Traeger Brothers. And I worked for the company for 13 years, pretty much in every possible position you could imagine. I was a delivery driver. I worked in the warehouse. I worked in the packing facility. I was the office manager for many years. I was the shop manager. But needless to say, it was all basically a glorified service industry job, which, you know, most artists work service industry jobs to compensate and allow them to be able to do things like go on the road. And I loved my job. It was great for the 13 years that I worked it, because I was able to leave for, you know, a month at a time and hit the road. But in the beginning of the last year, when the pandemic started hitting, and, you know, it was kind of like one of those things where if there's one thing that you would absolutely believe would bring people together, it would be a global pandemic, ended up being another thing in not just our country, but in the world, that became more and more divisive. And working in the service industry was just like a huge magnifying glass on that. It was, you know, every single customer that walked in, there was some kind of upset, whether, you know, they were upset that they couldn't come inside, or they were upset that they had to wear a mask, or they, you know, you name it. It was every single day was like, you know, a new set of catastrophes. And it just gave me a huge appreciation for frontline workers. But also just in the broader sense that, you know, no matter what you were doing, whether you were working from home or you're working in the front lines, you were working in service industry, you were working for UPS or whatever, everybody was going through this terrible transition that was just, you know, complete and total shock. A lot of denial, a lot of disbelief, a lot of fear, and most of all, a lot of uncertainty. So for me, it just kind of, I found in myself that I was starting to feel a lot of resentment for working on the front lines, which was terrible, because then I would hear my friends who were working from home's perspective or were out of work because of the pandemic, and they would do anything to have work. And it just kind of hit me. It was like, you know, it doesn't matter what situation you're in right now. Everyone is just trying to get by, and they're just trying to do their best, and it is not easy for anybody. So Tread Light was kind of like my own struggle, and also, you know, like humbling moment of being like, okay, I'm out here dealing with, you know, total jerks every day, but, you know, at least I'm not working in a hospital. At least I'm not working in ICU. At least I'm not stuck at home every single day, and I still have a job. So that was kind of where Tread Light came from, was just like, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, it's okay to not be okay right now.